Right, Aggie, walk this way and let me do the talking.
As long as you don't get arrested for indecent exposure.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, just because we're going to a homeless centre, do you have to dress like a Dickensian street urchin?
Right, Sarah, if you could take these to the laundry, please.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Do I know you?
We met a few weeks ago. My name's Roy Silver.
Oh, of course. You were an old friend of Jimmy's. And this would be...
This is my mum, Mrs. Silver.
We came to pay our condolences and to give your organisation a small donation.
Oh. Not as small as all that.
Well, we know you did such wonderful things for Jimmy in his final days.
What exactly was your connection with Jimmy Raisin?
Well...
Mother knew him years ago when they used to work in Fleet Street.
Oh, I'd forgotten Jimmy used to work in newspapers. It's ironic he ended up sleeping in them. Well, he could have written some interesting stories about his final years, if he'd only been well enough to write them down.
Really? And what stories would these be?
Mrs. Silver, I don't normally divulge information about our clients, but as he is a client no longer, Jimmy was extremely popular around here.
What are you trying to say? Was he some sort of Cardboard City Casanova?
I mean, he was very good at getting people into his confidence. He had the kind of face that said, "The confession light is on, please come in." And he became a kind of agony uncle to a lot of our clients.
But how much of the agony was caused by him?
Exactly. If you told him a bit too much, he could turn from confessor to executioner.
Are you saying he used to blackmail people?
Well, as you can imagine, most of the people who use this place are on benefits. But the odd one or two may do a bit of work, cash in hand. And Jimmy would see to it that he always got his cut. Or else, the DSS found out.
Oh, charming. Nothing like stealing a crust of bread from the starving.
I did everything I could for Jimmy. Made sure he was clean and well-fed and looked after. But he wasn't exactly grateful. So, if it was possible for the world to find out what kind of person he was, that would suit me down to the ground.
Well, what goes around comes around. It seems at the end, Jimmy was just the same man I knew and loathed.
Aggie?
Yes?
This sister of James.
Oh, yes.
Do you know where she lives?
Yes, I do. As soon as I moved in with James, I copied his address book into my Filofax.
You know, you can take being a control freak a bit too far. It comes when you start copying out all your partner's personal details into your diary.
You never know when you might need them.
Indeed. So, shall we pay them a little visit?
No, absolutely not. I'm trying not to think about James. He's probably having his Sunday lunch right now. I wonder what it is. No, he's better off without me. He's probably having a whale of a time now he hasn't got me to boss him about.